The new invasive species has made its way to the western United States. The Asian giant hornet was identified in Washington State late last year. You might have seen them referred to as murder hornets. While they aren't thought to be anywhere near Wisconsin at this point, the damage these hornets can do is causing concern. Its sting can be dangerous for humans, but it's an even bigger hazard for honeybees. And with spring weather bringing the hornets out of hibernation, scientists are working with citizens to identify and hopefully get rid of them. Todd Murray is an entomologist and invasive species expert with Washington State University Extension, where he's the director of the Agriculture and Natural Resources Program Unit. Todd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
These sound scary. The online things I've been seeing sound pretty scary. Can you give us kind of the 101 on these invasive hornets? So what do they look like? What do they act like?
Well, they're very large, hence the name, and that's likely why they attract so much attention. They're a very large hornet, and in fact, they're one of the largest hornets on the planet.
And where do they come from? Where is their natural habitat before they're showing up here in the U.S.?
Their native range is along the Pacific Rim, and they also occur in Japan. So they're native to that Southeast Asia part of the world.
Talk about what you've seen out there in Washington State so far.
Well, again, we've only had a few reports, and we've had some activity just over the border in British Columbia with our Canadian counterparts, where they've found and eradicated a nest late last fall. Then we had a couple specimens, or at least one specimen, show up in Blaine, Washington, which is just over the Canadian border here in Washington State. So it's only been found in a couple locations, and we hope that that's all it's delegated to and hasn't expanded out from there.
So only a few sightings. One of the reasons I understand people are concerned is what this could mean for honeybees here in the United States, so already facing problems of their own. Why are these hornets a potential threat to honeybees in the U.S.?
Well, they are designed and adapted to feeding on honeybee-type insects, so other insects that form these larger social nests. And what they do is they go through a very distinctive staged attack, where the first phase is called a hunting phase, where individual hornet will find the bee in the hive and make a little meatball out of it and bring that back to its own nest to communicate to its other fellows in the hornet nest. Then they'll stage a slaughter phase where they go in and attack and kill all the adult bees of that hive, and then they go into an occupation phase where then they actually occupy the honeybee nest for a few days and collect and feed on the pupae and the larvae of the honeybees, because that's what they're actually there to feed on.
And when it comes to humans, I understand the people who've been stung by these hornets really remember it. Painful and potentially dangerous. Can you talk about how they affect us humans?
Well, it's really the size that causes the concern. The larger the hornet, the more venom it's capable of injecting into you. So it's more of a dose issue than a toxicity issue. Their venom, similar to other venoms out there, like in a yellow jacket or a bee that people are used to. So people can react to that venom in different ways. But it's really about the dose that this insect is able to deliver. And if someone happened upon a ground nest and disturbed them and had a few angry hornets come out and sting them, that would be a significant amount of venom injected into that person. So I think that's where most of the health concern is, where this insect occurs naturally.
We're talking to Todd Murray, entomologist and invasive species expert with Washington State's University Extension. We're talking about this large invasive Asian giant hornet. People have been calling it the murder hornet. A few spotted in the northwestern part of the United States and across the border in Canada. Efforts now to contain them. Todd, I understand you've spent some time here in Wisconsin, and I'll tell you, we're really pulling for you to contain these things before they spread any further. What is going on out there in efforts to spot these guys and stop them from spreading?
Well, just like you mentioned in the opening, is we're educating Washingtonians on how to recognize and report suspect hornets. Our Washington State Department of Agriculture is leading that eradication effort. Our Washington State Invasive Species Council has developed a cell phone app, which we're encouraging people to download so they can report a sighting. But it's really important for those Washingtonians out there listening is to run away if you see one and then report it later. So make sure you're in a safe distance before you report it.
And you don't want people to take the law into their own hands, I understand, and try to eradicate these by themselves?
No, it's best to let the experts do it. The experts actually had to purchase specialized suits to protect them from the stings. The stingers are so long that a regular honeybee suit doesn't protect you adequately enough.
Wow.
So they've actually had to purchase special hornet suits.
Now, what kind of habitat do these Asian giant hornets seem to prefer?
That's a great question. And when a new species finds a new home in a place that they don't normally occur in, there's going to be some local adaptation. And that's what we'll learn over time if this species establishes. But it prefers forested habitats or the edge of forests, and they nest underground, which is adding a little bit more challenge for us to identify and detect those nests for eradication. But again, you know, as with all invasive species, when they're brand new to our continent or brand new to a territory, we need to research them a little bit to understand what their full capabilities are in their new habitat. In this case, we feel pretty confident that this one won't establish, and we have a good shot at eradicating it because it was reported so early.
Here in Wisconsin, as I'm guessing you know, we have our share of invasive species from the purple loosestrife and the zebra mussels and emerald ash borers. How much of a difference does it make if you can detect something like this early and take action early in preventing it from spreading?
You know, it is so comparable to all the ills of our life. The earlier you can detect something wrong, the faster and easier it is and more cost-effective it is to take care of the problem. So again, this one, we only have a few reports, and we think that it's just a localized location that we can identify those nests in and actually get a chance to eradicate it. If we let this go on for a few more years or 5 years, that would be much more difficult, much more expensive for us to get a handle on that problem as it expands and adapts to our local environment. So it's really important that people report something. If it's something new to them, contact their local extension office, contact their local Department of Agriculture, and report anything suspicious. As the saying goes, if you see something, say something, because that early detection is very important.
As we wrap up, Todd, this one, this particular hornet's gotten a lot of attention in the media, and I think especially social media, just because, you know, the pictures of these things are pretty dramatic. The whole stinging through a beekeeper suit, that sounds pretty scary. In the scope of invasive species that you're dealing with in the state, how much do you worry about this one compared to other things already on your plate?
This one, again, I feel very positive that we're able to get a handle on it early and keep it from establishing in our state. So this one right now, I'm not too worried about. It's our other species that have established that we're having to learn how to live with and manage them. And as you know, we've seen, once a new species establishes, it's a forever change and there's no going back and resetting the clock. And this is definitely one insect that I don't want to learn to live with. So we're hoping to eradicate it.
I'm with you there, Todd. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Todd Murray, entomologist and invasive species expert with Washington State University Extension. He joined us to talk about the arrival of the Asian giant hornet in the western U.S., a small number detected so far, and the work being done there to contain and eliminate it.